Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Sisco. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Galen Sisco. And now, play ball. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Francona scores. Romano moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkland scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive towards short. Held catches it and throws to second to double up Green. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman strikes out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon is hit by the pitch. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Latman moves to second. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Power reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Held reaches third base with a triple. Power scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Latman hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeLahas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Romano strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Latman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeLahas hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Francona takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Malzone moves to third. Button moves to second. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Arnold Early. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kubizin pinch runs for Woody Held. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kubizin now playing shortstop. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.